Brought to you by Natural Healer, www.naturalhealer.com.au. All rights reserved.
Okay, so for those who don't believe in miracles, for those who must see before they believe, for those who like to rebuff their position in life by saying that others are more fortunate than they're just lucky, well, my topic today will probably make your eyes roll back in your head. But before you yell, whatever me, I'd like you to be a brave soul. Step outside of your comfort zone and listen to my explanation about why manifesting abundance isn't some sort of hocus-pocus New Age gimmick. Now, manifesting abundance, well, actually, manifesting anything, isn't dissimilar to something you're probably very familiar with. And as a matter of fact, you would even do it yourself from time to time when it's necessary. That's focus. So let's make a comparison. Let's just say you and I are going to play ball. I'm going to throw, and you're going to catch. Your focus is all about catching the ball, which is the same as to manifest the outcome of having caught the ball. So let's play. We set ourselves up in our respective gear, then position ourselves at either end of the playing field. You're writhing your hands in preparation, watching my every move. Your focus is all about that throw, that ball, landing in your hot little hands. And your eagle eyes are primed. Your body is ready. Then I pull my arm back and rocket the ball towards you. And in that moment, you don't hear anybody else. The roar of the crowd becomes background noise. The fanfare at the sidelines turns into a slow motion blur. And before you know it, all those focused thoughts about catching the ball come true. It spirals into your hands. It's caught. Now, I know that's a pretty simple example, but it pulls the manifestation terminology into an everyday example that everyone can relate to in some way or another. So if manifesting is just about focus, then why don't we always catch the ball 100% of the time? Well, that's because there's this little thing called a distraction. I'm sure you've heard of it before. So let's replay that entire scene, except we'll insert a 250-pound lineman in between us, whose sole focus is to keep you from catching the ball I'm throwing. So what happens to your focus then? It divides. It becomes harder to focus on the goal. So you have to work at this thing called manifesting catching the ball a little bit harder. You might have to rework your game plan, think on your feet, step outside your comfort zone to regain the focus required to catch the ball. But what if I toss in a few more of those linebackers into the mix and a couple of tackles too? What happens to your focus then? It divides, divides, divides until your focus becomes a mere pinprick towards catching the ball. So, Melissa, what's that got to do with anything, right? Well, I say everything. That example, changed into nearly any scenario, is pure and simply life. In my football scenario, your focus is to catch the ball. But if all you do is focus on anything but catching it, how will you manifest the outcome you want, right? That's the same in life. If you allow all those distracting thoughts to hog your focus, which may produce laziness, excuses, negativity, self-defeating thoughts, and the list goes on, then what's the outcome likely to manifest? All those things you don't want. There's a reason why elite athletes always practice on their focus. They practice visualizing the outcome they want. It's because they're manifesting the result they desire. The terminology may be different, but the action is the same. See? It's not so hocus-pocus after all, is it? So imagine, what would you accomplish, even just in the next day, if you put your focus on achieving whatever it is you desire? Let me ask you, what are you focusing on a majority of the time? What are you focusing on right now? Is it what you want or what you don't want? Don't forget, my friends, you're in charge here. Take what's yours. Namaste.